Yes, and thank you for this kind invitation to participate. I was here for the 1984 World Food Assembly. I had the privilege of opening that assembly. And at that time, we were discussing the impact of losing our family farmers on the world food crisis. And we continue to have that subject as something underneath some of these discussions. And it was important learning for me when I was reading the survey, a very unique and a breakthrough survey that many of us around the planet can now duplicate, to see such a low awareness about the overall role of family farmers globally. But I think it does accurately reflect how the media and how the general public has come to understand the crisis in our societies and then applied that globally without understanding how very different are our situations. But 10 years ago, when the Dutch government was about to take over the chair for the Council of the European Union, our organization was asked by the Dutch Minister of Agriculture to partner with an organization in the Netherlands to look at the values of agrarian landscapes in Europe and in North America. Maurizio just spoke about the way that we're beginning to see our city food and our countryside to understand more deeply the connections. This book, which was produced for that minister for his six-month chair, was his idea to have something to give to the ministries of treasury, the ministries of health, other ministers of agriculture, to point out how common were the policies and the attention to policies in both Europe and North America. I think many of the policymakers had some impression that Europe had many rules and regulations and many policies, but in North America there were no rules and no regulations and no policies, which was a false idea. And producing this book, which basically took the same landscapes in Europe and in North America and compared the policies applied to save and protect and to sustain those landscapes, out of that discussion, we began this first conversation that I can remember about, shouldn't we be trying to do this on the food, not just on the countryside, not just on the landscape, but on the people who ultimately are the consumers of those products in the cities. And so this was 10 years ago in 2004, and so it has been very gratifying to me and has made me very happy to see how far Europe has gone in being the leaders globally in bringing this discussion about the food in the city and the deep capacity to connect that to the conversation about the countryside and the people on the land. And so this benchmark survey, this questionnaire, and these responses, I believe, is the next step in a process of globalizing the conversation that you've been having in Europe and with some other parts of the planet, of course. And I want you to know that there's a very receptive world to this question. Last week, I was in Milan at Expo. It was fantastic to see such a deep look at sustainability. And in some very unusual places, you will find deeply profound expressions of people's concern and vision for the future. I want to especially call your attention to the United Arab Emirates Pavilion. If you are at Expo, stand in that line, bring an umbrella because it is sunny. but it is profound. And it means that in the world, in all kinds of corners of this planet, people are sharing concerns about the issues that were raised in this survey. And I think we can use Expo Milano as a place to say, you know, we are all thinking about many of the same things. How can we come together? While I was in Milan, there was a very important conference by about 25 or 30 of the largest foundations on the planet. And the mayor of Milan was there to describe his work and other work that's shared here on bringing the cities together around the planet. And it was on the future of food. And it was a very deep conference and very profound expression of thinking about the future of food. And I contrast it and I link it with our focus on how are we going to plan for our cities for now. These are not contradictions, but they are different things to think of the food plan for Rome for now, but keeping in mind the future of food. So I was thinking about this when I got on a plane about 12 hours ago or something, and I was given the New York Times newspaper. I live in a small city. We like to get, at times, the big newspaper of the nation. And I opened up the newspaper to the back page, the New York Times newspaper sponsoring Food for Tomorrow conference. This is not the farmer's newspaper. This is not the government's newspaper. This is the New York Times towards an American food policy, including Nobel Peace Prize, a Nobel economist, Paul Krugman, and others. And it's at the most important organic research facility in their region. But this was in the newspaper on the airplane when I got on it yesterday. It says to me that North America, and I believe much of the world, is ready for the message that came through in the survey that you see at Expo when you hear the Milan Charter and others. The world is ready to follow your lead, but also to bring new ideas, new energy, new perspectives. It's a very hopeful time, and having this gathering this morning is a chance to help put energy into that hope. Thank you.